Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Abundant Life Mastery. Key number one, cultivate self-acceptance, love, and worth. Audio lesson number two. I'm Tanya Penny, your abundance catalyst and freedom coach. And as always, I'm super excited and honored to be on this journey with you. And as we dive into the second part, the second piece of key number one today, self-acceptance and eventually self-love, right? I decided to cover self-worth first. Just felt like the right thing to do. So here we are for this lesson on self-acceptance and love. Before I dive into the content information with you, I just want to remind you that it's really important to remember that this is a process. Now, a lot of your egos are going to want to rush this, tell you that you should be doing it faster, going to compare yourself to other people, and we need to remind that part of us that likes to do that, that we are exactly where we need to be today, each and every one of us. And that there is divine time. Not ego time, but divine time. I just talked about a couple of my other clients, one-on-one clients, about that today. That concept of, you know, God, the ego wants it yesterday and wants to figure it all out and do it faster and more. And that really, it's about trusting in yourself, in divine time, in your process, your healing journey, right? So not always easy to do, but we are working on it. Progress, not perfection. So I do promise you that if you are patient, if you show up for these classes, the audio lessons, the live classes, you do the journaling and the written work that I have you do, and that you listen to the guided TMP practices every day, I promise you will start to see and feel a shift. Definitely at the end of 12 months, but most definitely, I believe, much sooner than that. So, I think that's it for my little Ama soapbox. So let's move into self-acceptance and love. And we start... Self-acceptance needs to be there actually before self-love can be there. I believe that self-acceptance comes first, and then eventually we move into self-love. It's like a deeper form of self-acceptance, taking it to the next level. So most of us have a really harsh inner critic that judges us, blames us, shames us. Doesn't accept, but judges, blames, shames, constantly criticizing us. And this only keeps us stuck. The truth is, this really holds us back from creating what we want, what we desire in all areas of our life. So there's a part of us that has been conditioned to believe that we have to punish or be mean to ourselves in order to make changes or progress. And that is a lie, I'm here to tell you today. And we've been conditioned to believe that, to do that, because of what we saw and heard growing up. And I'll get more into that in a little bit. So we have been conditioned to believe that we have to punish, criticize, or be mean to ourselves to make progress, to grow, to achieve, to change, to meet our goals. And that is just not true. The other thing that you need to hear and understand is that acceptance does not mean you like something. So I'm going to be talking about accepting all parts of ourselves, even the parts we don't really like today. Also accepting situations that we've been a part of. So again, acceptance does not mean like. I get a lot of clients, and I thought this too at one point in my life, that if I accepted something, that would mean I like it and would create more of it. And that is not true. Again, acceptance doesn't mean you like something. It just means that you accept that this is a part of you. It doesn't mean that you don't want to change it. It doesn't mean you don't want to change the part of you, a behavior, a thought, maybe a disease that's in your body or an illness. It doesn't mean that. It means that you're just accepting that that's what's present right now, or the situation from the past or that you're currently in is, you know, it is what it is. It happened. It's happening right now. So acceptance doesn't equal like. So what are we here to accept? What is it that we really need to accept? Because when you say self-acceptance, what does it really mean? What are the parts of ourself that we're wanting to accept, needing to accept? And again, I'll get more into these later, but I'm just going to give you a little list right now. We need really to accept our bodies as they are today. And that means every part of our body, right? Whether the thighs, the butt, I mean, every part. And the symptoms or feelings that our bodies have, like pain or fatigue or fill in the blank. If you have excess weight on your body in an area, accepting that too. And remembering that the body, and I'm going to weave in a little mind-body healing philosophy here, that the body lets us know if we are in or out of alignment with ourselves, in or out of balance. So that's why we need to accept it, so that we can then listen to the messages the body is trying to give us. So accepting body and feelings or symptoms. The next area is our emotions. Again, emotions are messengers letting us know something is right or something is not right for ourselves. So accepting our emotions, whatever they are, jealousy, rage, envy, peace, love, all of it. Accepting our thoughts and beliefs. As most of you that are in this program know, that's part of what I help you to do is discover, shine the light on what your beliefs even are. And the truth is that we can only do that if we accept what they are. What happens when we don't accept something is that we then force ourselves to go further into rejection and denial, usually. We need to accept what our needs are, what our desires and dreams are, our behaviors or patterns, past, current situations, things that have happened to us, right? So, those are the areas that we're going to be working on accepting in this lesson. We'll get more into that in a little bit. So, again, we're going to start with now the self-acceptance awareness. So, let's do the self-acceptance meter, the scale of 1 to 10. How much do you accept yourself right now, given that I've mentioned all these parts of you? So 1 is that we really don't accept ourselves at all, one or more of these parts. 10 being we fully accept and love ourselves, all parts of us. Now again, I would say that after doing this work deeply starting to do this work since 2008, you know, I went from about a 1-2, kind of the same as self-worth. You might see that there's a correlation in the amount that you believe or feel your self-worth and your acceptance, self-acceptance. And now I would say that I'm probably at a 7 or an 8. You know, some days better, some days probably back down again a little bit. But on average, about a 7 or an 8. So how do we know if we are accepting ourselves or not? Well, a good way to determine that is, again, listening to your inner voice, the voice in your head. What does that voice say to you? How do you talk to yourself? Is it a voice of acceptance or a voice of judgment, criticism, comparing, berating yourself, putting yourself down? Do you beat up on yourself for mistake, quote-unquote mistakes? Would you talk that way to a friend? Do you constantly relive or replay the past and, you know, I should have done this or I should have done that, and oh my God, I'm so stupid, or blah, 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 blah? How do you talk about your body to yourself when you look in the mirror? So really listening and tuning into what is that voice in the head saying to you daily. That's going to let you know where you are on that self-acceptance meter. Okay, so give yourself a number now. It might be different than the number you gave yourself when you were listening to the Wild Abundance and Ultimate Freedom Blueprint. And then we're going to go ahead and continue to rate that actually throughout this program. Okay? Because really the secret, you guys, is that we're working on self-acceptance and love and worth throughout the whole program. And really shining the light on each area of our life. And it's all related, right? So next I want to move into, again, what happened? Why do we have such a harsh judge, inner critic, that blames and shames us, guilts us? Where did this come from? Why is this something that we suffer from? And as always, we trace it back. We're conditioned by what we saw and or heard growing up. So I'm going to guess that every one of you listening grew up with at least one critical parent, if not two. Now that might have looked like them criticizing themselves and or criticizing you. Now, when I say criticize, sometimes it's very subtle. It might be just like correcting you. Correcting, criticizing. Okay? It falls into kind of the same category, or has the same effect, I should say. I could say. We don't want to shit on ourselves. So many of us grew up hearing or seeing our parents be critical of themselves and or critical of us or others around us. So you might have been corrected a lot, criticized, or perhaps you just weren't given any praise. Both could contribute to this pattern. So that becomes the voice in your head, right? So now the truth is that when we take on this voice then, it's a part of us that really, it creates a part in our ego that really wants to protect us from having it happen again. So like for me, I saw my mom get criticized a lot by my dad and her allowing that to happen. So my ego said, oh, you better not do or say the things your mom says or does. And so I'm going to have to criticize you internally to keep you in line, keep you in check so that you don't get criticized externally by your father. So our inner critic, the voice in our head, is really created to protect us, to keep something from happening in the future or happening, you know, for the first time. So just to remind you that it's coming from a place, our poor ego is just trying to protect us. And unfortunately, it thinks by criticizing, blaming, or shaming us that it will protect us or keep us, you know, keep something from happening again. But that's not the truth. The truth is it only keeps us stuck and holds us back. It's not the way to make change. It's not the way to make progress. It only keeps us stuck and doing those things that we criticize ourselves for again and again. And shame is a really good emotion to talk about with that. When we shame ourselves or should on ourselves, and you probably had a parent that did that to you and or did that to themselves. My mom was really good at that. We just do more of it. Whatever it is, if you shame yourself for emotionally eating, if you shame yourself for fill in the blank, you guys, not exercising, I mean, whatever it is, you're more likely to continue that same behavior and pattern. So as I gave you a few examples already, but I'll give you a few more, is that, you know, my dad was very, very critical of not only my mother, but of me. Grades, body, etc. So, you know, that's where part of my harsh inner critic, judge, and not accepting myself came from in my body and, you know, all parts of me. I was told my body was, you know, something wrong with my body because I hit puberty early. I was often told I was stupid. So that self-acceptance, that wasn't something that was ingrained in me. You know, I also heard my dad really getting down on my mom. So all of those things contribute to our voice in our head. You know, I'd get a B and my dad would say, well, why didn't you get an A? And again, it's not to blame our parents, you guys. There's two pieces to this. A lot of our parents were critical of themselves and or to us because they grew up with that too. And so it was modeled for them, ingrained in them, conditioned in them, and so they passed it on, unfortunately. They suffer from this too. So it doesn't make it okay. And at the same time, we're here to shift it for ourselves. We can't shift it for them, necessarily, but we're here to shift it for ourselves, to not continue this any longer, to pass it on, right? Some of you are going to have kids, some of you have kids, and you can change it right now. You criticizing yourself in front of your children is going to teach them to do that to themselves. So let's stop it right now, right? Let's take care of this. That's what we're doing. And not to blame yourself either for doing that before today. We're just have to have compassion for all of us, because we all have that model, right? And really, you know, our parents, a lot of times they criticized or corrected us so that they could protect us. They thought it would protect us as well. And it actually kind of did the opposite. So, just a reminder, because we need to hear things. I believe we need to hear this often. Repetition is what really drives this home. So we can't change something we hate or don't like about ourselves if we criticize ourselves for it, shame ourselves. That doesn't work anymore. So letting the inner critic know that this way is not helping us, and that we understand why it has happened, why it's here. And that anytime we criticize ourselves, judge ourselves, that it only causes denial and decreased awareness, and we know that only causes us to continue to do the same stuff over and over again. That's not working. The more self-acceptance we have and the acceptance of past situations, the more that we can shine the light and shift it. So I truly believe we can't have lasting change, growth, and progress unless self-acceptance and compassion is present. So let's move into some tools. Some more tools to help you cultivate self-acceptance and eventually love. So number one, I want you to get out your journal, your notebook, whatever your document, though I do recommend you do this written versus typing it. There's something about it that just writing stuff, there's something that's very healing. Okay? I know some of you are resistant to that, but let's try it, okay? Let's do it and see what happens. So I want you to reflect on, did one or both of your parents criticize themselves, judge themselves harshly? Blame, shame, guilt themselves. One or both of your parents. And about certain things. Again, it's, you know, reflective. They may not have done it in all areas, for all areas of their life, or they may have. Number two, did one or both of your parents criticize or correct you often? Did you not feel accepted? Whether it was your body, your intelligence, your grades, the way you did things, any of that, you know, your emotions. You know, were you told when you shared your feelings and emotions that that wasn't acceptable? You know, were you yelled at for it or ignored or, you know, when you were sick, what, how did they treat you then, right? Did they make you go to school even if you were sick? That really, you know, that's you ignoring your body, not accepting your body's needs. So just for taking a moment to reflect on that. Did one or both of your parents criticize, correct, shame, blame themselves? Deny themselves, a part of themselves? And or did they do that to you? I guess would be part two. And again, think about emotions, feelings, needs, desires, dreams. Those are all parts of accepting yourself. So the next part of it would be, is how accepting are you at this moment, in this moment, of all parts of you? Are there any you reject? And I'm going to run through the list again. How accepting of you are you of your body and or feelings or symptoms in your body? Now that includes weight, you know, other symptoms like pain, weakness, GI problems. So how accepting, if you have these things, how accepting of you are you of your body and your body's feelings, symptoms? And if you want to rate it 1 to 10, you can do that. But just again, we're shining the light on how accepting of you are you of your emotions? When you have an emotion, do you stuff it with food, alcohol, getting busy? Do you allow, or do you allow yourself to feel it? Share it, feel it for yourself and with others. How accepting are you of your thoughts and beliefs, your opinions? Do you not share them with people because you're afraid of what they'll say? Do you share them? Do you get down on yourself for them? What about your other needs? So oftentimes we make ourselves wrong for needing something, whether it be rest or fun or play, whatever it is. A certain diet, nutritional needs. So whatever your needs are, do you fully accept them or do you make yourselves wrong? Or consider yourself weird, or, you know, fill in the blank. Your dreams and desires. A lot of us are not even aware of our desires and dreams because we think we're wrong for having them. We don't accept them. Behaviors and patterns. So this category is like, if you know, have some things that you do that you're like, oh God, I wish I didn't do them. How accepting are you of that? Emotional eating, drinking, maybe interrupting people, maybe overworking, people pleasing, fill in the blank, you know, we're going to be talking a lot more about different patterns, behaviors and patterns that we have. Do you accept certain behaviors and patterns or do you make yourself wrong for them? You know, in the past, emotional eating and drinking were some of my huge patterns for stuffing emotions and not feeling. And I still do them sometimes, and not to the extent I used to, and that's really, you guys, because I've shed the light on them and accepted them. And through that self-love and acceptance and getting curious about, you know, after we accept things, we can become curious about why we do them. It's when we judge and blame and criticize them that we shove them down and, you know, back into that closet, the skeletons in the closet. So what current situations are you accepting or not accepting in your life? Relationships, related to relationships, money, your job or your work. So sometimes we're in current situations that we're really not liking. And we beat ourselves up for being in them. And the truth is that only keeps us stuck. So are there any current situations that you're in that you are beating yourself up for being in? Whether it be a relationship, personal or professional, work, you know, not doing your work, not doing it, quote unquote, good enough where you are right now, money stuff, finances. Just take note of that, because that's an area that you need to start having some acceptance and compassion for. And then eventually we'll have curiosity during the rest of the program on each of these areas. And then we've saved the best for last. A lot of us have past situations, things that happened to us or things that we did or didn't do. You know, some examples might be, you know, an accident that you might blame yourself for in the past, maybe some abuse that you blame yourself for, not stopping something or sticking up for yourself or somebody else. So there's these past situations that we keep on thinking about, that we keep on beating ourselves up for. So, you know, I was date raped. How did I allow that to happen? I didn't speak up afterwards. I allowed myself to be in a ton of abusive relationships. I was mean, really mean to my mom. I was caught for shoplifting. I used to drink too much, like really too much. You know, so there were all these past things that I really had to, you know, I recommend, they're going to pop into your head. I want you not to just think about if you accept them, but actually write them down. For each one of these, actually write down those things that you aren't accepting of about yourself. Because that will help you to become aware of, help us to become aware of where we need to have some compassion and curiosity and acceptance. Things that need to be healed. So definitely in this past situations category, I recommend you write a little bit of a list. And do it for each one of these. You know, what parts of your body do you not accept? What emotions are you not okay with that you have that you don't allow yourself to acknowledge, feel, or express? Are there needs that you make yourself wrong for? Do you have desires and dreams that you're not accepting? And that means that you might know they're there, but you're not doing anything about them or expressing them to other people? Behaviors and patterns that you have that you don't really like, or maybe you hate, that you're kind of beating yourself up for? And then the past situations. So definitely take some time. You can even pause this right now and take time to go through each area and just make a few notes. And if you don't have the time to do it right now, please do go to your calendar, whether it's paper or electronic, Google Calendar, whatever, Yahoo, and schedule in a block of 30 minutes in the next 2 to 3 days to do this written work. Because it's really a big piece to shining the light on self-acceptance. Okay? So the other tool that I'm going to share with you this time, and then there's going to be some repeats from last time, but one of the last new tools is that I want you to have a journal or notebook. Now, it can be, I'm going to recommend that it's separate from where you're doing this other written work. It's a recommendation, a suggestion. And that you call it your daily connection journal or daily connection notebook. And every morning, I would love for you to take 5 minutes, you guys, just 5 minutes, while you're drinking your coffee or eating your breakfast, and jot down, how are you feeling? What's coming up for you? So really letting yourself connect with your emotions, what you're feeling in your body, your needs, desires, dreams, patterns that you've noticed, past situations, current situations. Just allow yourself to write down anything that comes up. It's really important. I write 3 pages every morning. Every morning, 3 pages I fill. Now for you guys, I'm just saying, start with 5 minutes or maybe just 1 page. But to connect with yourself each morning. And it's important to do this at the beginning of the day. Otherwise, we go the whole day without really connecting with ourselves. You're going to notice a difference. I promise you. So start doing that tomorrow morning. Depending on when you're listening to this, you can even start doing it tonight or whatever time this is at. that you're listening to this. But then build it in every morning after today. 5 minutes, you guys, that's it. Take the time for you, connect with you. So that connection with yourself and getting stuff down on paper, your thoughts,